This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Okay, so we got to bring up the virginity talk. A lot of people don't have birds and bees talk with their kids, which is probably another subject we could talk about. How do you bring up the birds and the bees? With my kids, it was easy because I'm a doctor. I'm like, guys, here's pictures. Okay, this is what happens. Scared the hell out of them, too. Actually, let me just go back for a quick second. It was really, really cute how my kids learned about the birds and the bees. Stoney was 7 and Brock was 4. And one of their buddies was over sleeping over. And their buddy had an older brother. And I guess the older brother had taught, you know, younger brother about sex. So when the younger brother was spending the night with my two kids, the next day they were like giggling and, you know, talking about the S word. And, I mean, I got a 7 and 4-year-old talking about sex, and they're giggling, like, all right, what is it? Teach me. What? Teach me. What is sex? And the first one starts to stumble, right? You know? And, well, I guess it's when you, and then the little one goes, well, it's when a boy sticks his blank-blank into the girl. And then the other boy looks at me and goes, oh, my gosh, I don't want to... I don't think I want to do that, Mom. And I go, you guys don't have to do it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, we actually had to have the talk. They were 7 and 4. And I just thought it was really, really funny that, you know, a boy's perspective of sex is like sticking something in as opposed to, you know, a girl would be like, well, it's when two people fall in love and he has a horse and there's a castle and he takes you off on the horse and you go off into the sunset and then you hug and you kiss. That's how a little girl would describe it. The boy, it's like, well, when you just stick something into something. So I thought that was pretty kind of interesting how even innately, you know, as a 4-year-old, that's kind of how you describe sex. So that was kind of frightening. So, you know, when we talk about sex with our kids, a lot of us, we do it wrong. My parents, all they said to me was, you just don't have it. You don't have it. You wait till you're married. And I was like, okay. You know, and that really didn't prepare me, you know, at all. And so, you know, we were just at UNLV yesterday for College Student Health Awareness Day, and we were passing out condoms. And honestly, man, you guys are pretty funny, okay? I mean, oh, my God. You know, big shout-out to Silver State Health Services and AMHSA, the American Medical Student Association, for being out there, and my buddy Stefano from Toro. It was really, really funny because, you know, you would go up to a college student or offer them condoms. They'd want, like, some medical advice, but they're like, oh, no, I pull out, or I don't. Or I just, you know, do oral sex. Or I mean, they're really open about that kind of stuff. And I guess it's like freedom of speech walkway at UNLV. But I was like, that's pretty open. But again, a lot of them don't realize you could still, unfortunately, you know, get an STD from oral sex or from not wearing a condom and expecting to pull out. Condoms aren't all about contraception. But what I think a lot of people don't realize is that they could lose their virginity when they don't want to. You know, there was a study that came out saying 1 in 16 women have lost their virginity to rape. I'm telling you right now, that number is way higher. Way higher. And the average girl doesn't want to admit it. It's scary. It's frightening for them. And it could be rape anywhere from them being tied down and being violently attacked to them just kind of, you know, going, okay, we'll just do first base and then, you know, it going into a home run when you never wanted it to. And so, you know, coercion, accidents, people being drunk or on drugs, it unfortunately can really take away one of the most beautiful experiences that should be beautiful. So let's just quickly, you know, for those of you that are contemplating losing your virginity, I'd really like to talk you out of it. If you want to wait till you're married, I am so on board with that. I think that's the coolest thing. You know, you got to realize when you lose your virginity, it's permanent. You can't get that back. You know, so if you wanted to, you know, be in love with somebody and, you know, give them the greatest gift that you think you could give them and be, you know, just theirs and, you know, have that thing that connects you. You know, you lose your virginity, you know, you can't get that back. So not to get depressed about it, but just realize, you know, once you lose it, it's gone. You know, next, it's giving your virginity to somebody who you think you're in love with isn't really the ultimate show of love. Okay? I mean, there's other ways to express love. So if, you know, somebody goes, well, gosh, you know, I thought you loved me. You know, if you really, really love me, you would do this. The fact that you don't means you don't love me. Don't fall for that crap. You know, and you can tell them, say, I love you, but no, not happening. Yeah, I got my values, not happening. Okay, you know, you can play this whole, you know, emotional blackmail thing, but not working on me. And if they love you, they'll stay. Also, a lot of people think that when you lose your virginity, it's going to be like in the movies, you know. I think 50 Shades of Grey, she lost her virginity. And they made it seem like it was, they made it look like it lasted longer than 3 minutes, I think. And I think in the real book, it was really weird because there was a tampon involved or whatever. I never read the book. But in the movie, they made it seem really beautiful. Really, the average virginity losing is kind of awkward. It's kind of painful. And it's not what you expect. So, I mean, unless there's a lot of love in it, losing your virginity is not going to be a very fun experience. And then, you know, a lot of teenagers, especially in high school, are like, okay, well, I need to lose it by the time I'm 16 years old. No, you don't. There's no magic age on when to lose your virginity. But a lot of people think that they're defective if they are still a virgin, like the 40-year-old virgin. I think that's fine if you're 40 years old and a virgin. I mean, I think it's fine, you know, less STDs. So there's really no golden age. So the idea that, oh my gosh, I got to be, you know, 17 and non-virginal is wrong. And, you know, people forget you could get pregnant, you know. I mean, a three-minute encounter could unfortunately turn into a lifetime of you having a baby. I love babies. You know, I'm so glad I have my kids, but I'm glad I have my kids on purpose. So, you know, don't forget, you could get pregnant, and then you could get an STD. And, you know, talking to a lot of students yesterday about STDs, you know, wow, it's really out there. It is very common. HPV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes, I think I said HIV, hepatitis. So these trichomonas, these are things that once you get, you know, you might never get rid of. So remember, you have an STD, that's not really something that's easy to take care of, but we do. We talked about regrets. Sometimes you'll do it, regret it. That's not really a fun part of sex. And then alcohol is never your friend when it comes to sex. So really rethink it, but understand that if somebody did lose their virginity, if you are a parent, there's a good chance your kid might have lost it to rape. So you better investigate more. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dollar Show. I'm so sorry. I'm eating carrots for breakfast. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I wouldn't have it finished by the time I went on air. Hold on. Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm eating vegetables for breakfast. One is then I get my vegetables in because I'm not a real big vegetable fan, so I can feel like I get my vegetables in for the day even though you need 5 to 9. Two is then I don't get hungry. I get hungry when I do my radio show. I don't know why. I think it's because a lot of the stories we cover is food. And it's also because I have old Chinese food sitting in the studio from lunch the other day. And I think I smell Chinese food. Old Chinese food still smells good. It really does. Old pizza doesn't. But old Chinese food, for some reason, still smells yummy. Maybe it's because of all the salt content. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Alex Trebek, our Jeopardy favorite, had recently disclosed that he was fighting pancreatic cancer. And then he had said that he had, you know, beaten it, numbers were down, was good to go for the next season. Well, unfortunately, we're being told he's got to go another round of chemo. And his interval in his interview with Good Morning America, Trebek told ABC News T.J. Holmes that his doctors have decided to have him undergo chemo again because he lost a large amount of weight after his numbers skyrocketed and after finishing his first round of treatment for stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He said, I was doing so well, and my numbers went down to the equivalent of a normal human being who does not have pancreatic cancer. So we're all very optimistic. And they said, good, we're going to stop chemo. We'll start you on immunotherapy. I lost about 12 pounds in a week, and my numbers went sky high, much higher than they were when I was first diagnosed. So the doctors have decided that I have to undergo chemo again, and that's what I'm doing. So he talked about how cancer is kind of taking its toll on its body. Sometimes it's excruciating pain. Other times it's fatigue. He says cancer is mysterious in more ways than one. He also has revealed his battle with depression since he has been diagnosed. He has a surge of sadness and depression. I don't blame him. He said, when it happened early on, I was down on myself. I didn't realize how fallible each of us in his or own way. I talk to the audience sometimes and I get teary-eyed for no reason. I don't even bother to explain it anymore. I just experience it. I know it's part of who I am, and I just keep going. So his diagnosis was revealed back in March. And stage 4 pancreatic cancer, as you know, the pancreas, it sits near the stomach and near the small intestine, and it secretes enzymes to help digest food. And it also secretes insulin to help you metabolize your sugar and bring your sugar into the cells. So the pancreas is not a very easy organ for you to just take out. You need a pancreas. And we don't do pancreatic transplants that easily. I don't even know how successful those are. So if you do have cancer, cutting it out is only an option for some, the cancer. But if it's stage 4, you need to then go through a regimen that attacks the cancer throughout the body. So when he was diagnosed, he kept a very, very, you know, positive outlook. And he still does. He's a very positive person. And he said, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years, so help me keep the faith that we will win. We'll get it done. So after he finished his first round of chemo, he went on to film season 35 of Jeopardy. 35 years Jeopardy's been on. So he's got a lot of support and all that. He's 79 years old, and this is very, very interesting what he says. He goes, I realize that there is an end in sight for me, just as there is for everyone else. One line that I've used with our staff in recent weeks and months is that when I do pass on, one thing they will not say at my funeral is, oh, he was taken from us too soon. He said, hey, guys, I'm 79 years old. I've had one hell of a good life, and I've enjoyed it. The thought of passing on doesn't frighten me. It doesn't. Other things do. The effect it'll have on my loved ones, it makes me sad. But the thought of myself moving on, hey, folks, it comes with the territory. So he still has no plans to stop hosting Jeopardy. If that's what he loves to do, he's going to do it as long as he can. He says, as long as I can walk out and greet the audience and the contestants and run the game, I'm happy. So I am just blown away by his courage. I think he is, as positive as he can be. Does this sound bad? Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I mean, having a cancer that has spread, you hit it as hard as you can, and it comes back stronger, is not a good sign. But he's 79 years old, and I have seen older individuals do really, really well when it comes to fighting cancer. I mean, look at Jimmy Carter and his stage 4 melanoma. So, you know, God willing, he could fight this. But, you know, our attitudes towards anything like this, I would say, should be nothing less than what Alex Trebek has done, you know? Everybody says, well, gosh, you know, he should have found it earlier. No, he shouldn't have found it earlier. You can't find some of these cancers earlier. I mean, how many of us, pancreatic cancer, a lot of times has no symptoms at all. And if the symptoms do start to surface, it feels a hell of a lot like heartburn. Yeah, you know, my stomach's bothering me. Yeah, you know, I think I ate something spicy. And it comes and goes. And because it goes away, you don't think there's anything wrong. And, you know, in the average health insurance plan, you really aren't allowed to CAT scan your pancreas all the time. So, unfortunately, if you're having a little bit of abdominal pain, if you're having a little bit of bloating, you just don't know. if you have a little acid reflux. So this is what I tell people, because people want to know, what the hell can I do? Okay, so the signs of pancreatic cancer, like we talked about, are you have, you know, a little abdominal pain, you could have some bloating, you could, you know, feel like you're full, you could feel like just a gnawing pain, heartburn, nausea, vomiting. So if you ever have those symptoms and they go away, you have them once and they go away, that's great. But if you notice a little bit of a pattern and they keep coming back, then go ahead and see the GI doctor. Have a gastroenterologist take a peek at you. They might do a scope to make sure there's nothing going on in the esophagus. They may do an ultrasound and they may do a CAT scan. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, gosh, that's expensive. Well, let's kind of stop for a second and really talk about how your approach to healthcare should be. Don't let an insurance company and a high deductible and a crappy healthcare system screw you over when it comes to your health. Your body doesn't give a damn about Obamacare or Trump's wanting to repeal and replace or what your deductible is. Your body doesn't care. You and I do. I'm like, well, I got a high deductible, so I don't think I want to do it. I don't think I want to spend the money. I don't want to spend time. Okay, hold, slow your roll here. I mean, you, if you have a medical issue and you put it off because you don't like the plan you got on the exchange, or you had to go for a cheaper health plan, you are going to feel like the biggest idiot. I mean, there is always a means and a way to get a test done if what you need is a test. Set up a GoFundMe account. Tell the family, guys, I need to get this test done. Insurance costs too much, but I could get the test done for cash for $350. Can we get $350 put together so I can get the test done? Do garage sale. Get your neighborhood. Go to the neighborhood and go, look, guys, all right, I know GoFundMe accounts, you know, may not be the most popular thing around here because we all have fixed incomes, but can we all do this? Can we all do a huge garage sale? And anything you want to get rid of, can you sell? And the proceeds go to my CAT scan. I can't tell you how many neighborhoods would jump in and do that if all they have to do is bring things to your garage sale, donate things to your garage sale. And that could turn around and help save your life. There are so many ways to pull together the money if you need to. And then you could call the radiology place and say, look, I don't have insurance, but I have this condition. My doctor wants to order a scan. I want the scan. What is the least expensive way to do it? What's the payment plan? But don't wait for Trump to fix health care or Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All. You can't wait. Now, who's at risk for pancreatic cancer? Well, we talked about that. You know, those who are older, male, even though women could be affected, but pancreatic cancer seems to hit males more. If you have diabetes, you're more at risk for pancreatic cancer. If you drink alcohol, if you've had chronic pancreatitis in the past, inflammation of pancreas, that could put you at risk. African Americans seem to be at higher risk than Caucasians. Ashkenazi Jews, also at higher risk. If you're obese, if you eat a high-fat diet, interestingly, hepatitis B, having hepatitis B could put you at risk. If you have had H. pylori infection, it's a bacteria infection that could affect the gut, put you at risk for cancer, gastric cancer, ulcers, could put you at risk for pancreatic cancer. BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations can also do it. We worry about artificial sweeteners. There's like some flirtations with the idea that diet soda could possibly be, but we don't have a lot of proof. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, is testifying on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Now, he is limited to what he can say. Republican Congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News this is all about impeachment.
It's an imaginary impeachment. Nobody in America wants this. There are no facts for it. And here's Nadler, who campaigned to become chairman on the whole basis that he'd be best for impeachment the day after the election.
The White House has been teasing President Trump's push to reform gun legislation since last week. Even the president himself has been saying he's talking to leaders from both sides of the aisle, law enforcement, and seeking legal advice. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner tells Fox News,
"We really need to look at a whole-scale approach and response here. You know, some of it is mental health. We hear in most of these stories after the fact, this is an individual who told others he wanted to be a mass shooter."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So now we have a seventh vaping-related death being reported. California man has died of a severe lung disease linked to vaping, according to Fox News. The vaping-related death marks the second in the state of California and the seventh in the nation in recent weeks. He was over 40. The man is not identified, and he lived in Tulare County. So according to Dr. Karen Hott, Tulare County Public Health Officer, she said, with sadness, we report that there has been a death of a Tulare County resident suspected to be related to severe pulmonary injury associated with vaping. So now the Tulare County Public Health Branch would like to warn all residents that any use of e-cigs poses a possible risk to the health of the lungs and can potentially cause severe lung injury that may even lead to death. Long-term effects of vaping on health are unknown. Anyone considering vaping should be aware of the serious potential risk associated with vaping. So, they say the man also suffered from other complicating health issues. But, and he was over 40, so you don't know. Maybe he had COPD, maybe he was a smoker and already had weak lungs, we don't know. But right now, the CDC is investigating over 380 cases across 36 states. This is the second death report in California. Other deaths have occurred in Kansas, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and Oregon. And I know some of you are saying, okay, you know, everybody needs to slow their roll. You know, we're talking about one or two people, a total of seven in a nation. There's all this big drama and media attention. And, you know, well, yeah, there's going to be this media attention because the one thing that Americans don't want to do is get caught with their pants down, okay? Same thing in the media. And so we have so many other things killing so many of us right now. I mean, we have, you know, all these gun violence and, you know, stabbings and mental illness and car accidents and drunk driving. You're right. I mean, there are people being killed every day from all sorts of stuff. Okay? That story isn't as sexy as talking about vaping. Right now, vaping is the big thing. If you have vaping in your tagline and your keyword, you know, it's going to get top internet focus. And as a doctor, I am welcoming the attention that vaping is getting because I really don't want people thinking it's a healthy solution to smoking. I don't want people to use the word healthy. Healthy and vaping should not be synonymous. It should be a very, very, very slow, a very, very short-term crutch to get off smoking, but then get the hell off vaping as fast as you can. And that would be the headline of my article. Get the hell off vaping as quick as you can, because we don't know what the hell it does. But the problem is we have millions vaping. And so I have no problem with us making a big deal about seven deaths. One is because it's seven too many. But two is because we've really got a lot of people doing it. And if we were effective at scaring kids to not smoke, maybe we'll be effective at scaring kids to not vape. What I will not tolerate is vilifying a company for the vaping deaths when they weren't really involved. So, for example, one cause we think of these vaping deaths is the THC oil. Many of the patients were smoking THC oil. Well, then the oil, unfortunately, kind of clogs up the lung cells and the lungs can't do what they need to do. Now, they say others reported only vaping nicotine. Some patients used both, but the majority of them were smoking THC oil. So doctors say the illnesses resemble an inhalation injury. The body apparently is reacting to a substance that somebody breathed in. So you would look at shortness of breath, fatigue, chest pain, diarrhea, even vomiting. You will see in people who get this vaping illness. But the CDC still has not identified the specific cause. Right now, though, they are recommending to avoid vaping products that have THC, because they seem to see that that is a common ingredient. And they have found that vitamin E acetate within the marijuana vaping devices could be a culprit. Now, yesterday, we heard about the menthol e-cigs having a cancer-causing compound. Now, this cancer-causing compound that they have found in mint and menthol-flavored e-cigs has been banned by U.S. regulators, but it has been banned as a food additive. Right now, I think it has free range in e-cigs. So the findings were published in the journal JAMA, Internal Medicine, and it provided the latest evidence about the concern to e-cigs and vaping. And they found pulegone, and it's a carcinogenic constituent of mint plant oil. And it is inhaled by e-cig users 1,000 times higher than those who smoke menthol cigarettes. That was from Duke University School of Medicine researchers. The study involved six types of Poulengon containing smokeless tobacco and e-cigarette liquids used for vaping. The FDA barred the use of Poulengon, and I'm really sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, as a food additive because it had gotten petitions from health and environmental groups. So the FDA barred it, but only as a food additive. What the hell are people doing smoking it? Well, it's in the vapor. So they say the FDA regulatory regimen for food is much more strict than what is required for e-cigs. That's according to Sven Erik Jort, University Program in Environmental Health at the Duke University of Medicine. Said in the 70s, the tobacco industry already knew that the substance was undesirable and moved to synthetic flavorings. So to calculate these acceptable levels of carcinogens in food, what the FDA does is it takes the highest amount animals can consume without, you know, growing tumors, and then they divide it by the estimated amount consumed per day. So they come up with this number called the margin of exposure, or MOE. And it needs to be above 10,000 for the food to be deemed safe by regulators. If that MOE threshold is kind of low, that's more concerning. The lower the number, the less safe for food. So obviously, if it takes a crap load to start producing tumors in animals, then, you know, that's a higher threshold. But if it doesn't take much to produce a tumor, that's sort of scarier. So they said the FDA decided that the intake of a carcinogen from food must be at least 10,000-fold less than the maximal dose that doesn't cause cancer in an animal. So it has to be 10,000-fold safer. So you get how they do that? So if, let's say, you have, let's just make it easy, 10,000 particulates. They give an animal 10,000 particulates of something, and maybe at the 10,001, it starts to have a tumor. So we take that 10,000 number and say, okay, we have to divide it by 10,000, and that's the max we'll allow a human to have just to play it safe. Well, that would mean one particulate. So that's how they hedge. Now, they say of the six types of Poulengon or Poulengon containing smokeless tobaccos and e-cig liquids examined, all came out with MOEs below 10,000. So, they say on consumption rates, MOEs for the e-liquids range between 325 and 6,000. If you had Poulengon containing smokeless tobacco, they range between 549 and 1646. So, basically, that number is less than what we would see in food to cause a problem. So, you can't be looking at food additives the same when it's being smoked. And the daily exposure they found was 86 to 1,600 times higher with e-cig use than with a menthol combustible cigarette. So e-cigs were even worse than menthol cigarettes. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is, number one is, we shouldn't be smoking food substances, okay? That's just plain out stupid. Number two is, we really need to warn the public that the stuff you're kind of breathing in, all right, from these things may not be healthier or safer than tobacco. Tobacco causes cancer, but looks like these can too. Just we might not see the results for another 10 years, 20 years. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is a freak story. This is crazy. This is, I don't know if it's a freak accident, or a freak occurrence, but we got to talk about it. Apparently, there's a boy who had died from E. coli, and it was traced to a supermarket burger that he ate nearly a decade ago. They say there was a 10-year-old French boy who contracted a severe E. coli infection from beef, 8 years ago, has died from complications related to the infection, according to French media reports and Fox News. The boy, Nolan Moetti, died Saturday as a consequence of his poisoning. That's according to his family's lawyer. In 2011, he ate a burger that was made from meat purchased from a supermarket called Lidl. And the meat had been contaminated with E. coli, but specifically the Shiga toxin producing E. coli. Now, he was about 2 years old at the time. He developed kidney failure that was associated with the infection. Then he became paralyzed and had nerve damage and was left mentally handicapped as a result of the E. coli infection because he ate a burger when he was two. His limbs became deformed, his bones would break, and he had to undergo different kinds of surgeries. He could not eat, swallow, speak, or move. He had been fed by a feeding tube. So his body gave up as a result of all the pathologies, which got worse. Now, when he was sick, 12 other kids were also sick from meat purchased at that same supermarket. Nolan is the only one of the victims who has died to date. So, in 2017, Guy LaMarlette, a former manager of a company linked to the outbreak, was jailed over the incident, according to BBC News. Now, E. coli is bacteria that's found in human intestines, animal intestines. And most strains are harmless, except when you have these toxins, especially the Shiga toxin one. Some, however, are very pathogenic. So an E. coli poisoning could be fever, stomach cramps, diarrhea. The bacteria can be transmitted through contaminated water or food, sometimes through contact with people and animals. Most people recover after days. Some E. coli infection cases can be life-threatening, especially if you're pregnant, a newborn, older, or elderly. So the CDC recommends thorough hand washing. Make sure you wash fruits and vegetables because they could carry E. coli. Cook your meat thoroughly, I believe, to about 165 degrees. Avoid cross-contamination in food preparation areas. So if you're, you know, making the burgers, and then you have the buns and the lettuce, if there's blood dripping from the burger meat, don't be having your lettuce and your, you know, buns around there. Make sure everything is cleaned before you get all that prepared. But this is something I want to bring up, okay? I'm getting over and over and over again complaints from people that their doctor won't write them antibiotics, that they can't get an antibiotic anymore. I mean, you thought the opioid crisis is bad. I mean, the antibiotic crisis. I mean, I can't get an antibiotic anymore. And when it comes to a gastrointestinal disease, if you heard that story, you'd be like, okay, the next time I have diarrhea, somebody give me an antibiotic that'll combat E. coli. And the funny thing is a lot of doctors used to do that. We would give an antibiotic for traveler's diarrhea, would give an antibiotic to make sure you didn't have E. coli or salmonella, would give you a broad-spectrum antibiotic that would work really, really well on gram-negative bacteria because E. coli is a gram-negative bacteria. And so we were very pro-antibiotic. But now we have this antibiotic stewardship that we need to do, and understandably so, because we have overwritten antibiotics. So because we have written too many antibiotics, now we're hesitating. This is what worries me. And everything we do in this country is all about the pendulums and swinging one way or another. Now, true, this happened for this boy in 2011. And again, I'm not really sure what the French medical system looks like in terms of antibiotic stewardship or, you know, being open to creativity by the doctor if they think something has to be done. But when you present your doctor, whether it's through telemedicine or your doctor in person or urgent care, that you have some diarrhea and vomiting, they're not going to give you an antibiotic right out the gate because more commonly it could be norovirus or another enterovirus or something that causes a stomach bug. So you need to then be very, very proactive and be kind of educated on what could be going on. So, for example, if you just start to have a little diarrhea, the stool loosens, you have some vomiting, you know, and you're a little nauseous, you think you ate something bad, you know, drink a lot of fluids, let your doctor know. It might just be a 24-hour bug. But if it's going on a few days and you're starting to get a fever or you're getting a rash or you're feeling really, really sick, you want to tell that to the doctor. You want to say, this isn't acting like a normal viral thing, and I am worried that I could have E. coli. Well, no, don't worry, it's just probably viral. Then you ask the doctor to do a stool culture. Anybody having diarrhea that lasts more than a few days should have a stool culture. Ask the doctor to give you some containers so you can take it home. And, you know, as some of them now, rather than taking the stool out of the toilet, there's like a little, basket that you could sit on that fits on the toilet. So you don't even notice that you're sitting on it, and then you could do whatever. And so ask your doctor to let you do that. They could also check for parasites. And so, you know, the average medical provider won't say no to that if you want the testing. Now, yes, I understand that a lot of doctors are getting dinged for ordering tests. But then you need to say, look, okay, I'm really worried about this and I want this checked. I'll even pay for it myself. And so sometimes, like, I'll send it through insurance. But you also need to contact your local health department and ask them and say, look, has there been any E. coli outbreaks or salmonella outbreaks? Because I feel sick and this just doesn't seem like a normal stomach bug. The health department may actually screen you. So, you know, you're going to have to be proactive. As medicine is turning into everybody has to go by the book and follow a book, and you want there to be some, you know, individuality, you know, and you know, some creativity when it comes to, you know, how to approach medicine for you individually, then you might need to come in with the data. And you might need to say, now, again, we don't want you going on Google and saying, all right, well, I think I have, you know, an estrogen-secreting tumor on the, okay, I mean, you know, please be careful with what you read over the Internet. But if you say, you know, look, I contacted the health department. It sounds like there has been some foodborne illness, right, in the local area. I need to know if this is what I have, and they suggested a culture, then maybe the doctor would do it. And if it comes out positive, you're getting an antibiotic. So, you know, getting antibiotics is going to be trickier. Now, mind you, there's a lot of you that ask for antibiotics that really don't need them. You say, well, I have a sore throat, I have sneezing, and now it's going into a cough. So because it's going into a cough, I need an antibiotic. Now, maybe in the olden days, you take the antibiotic and just miraculously you get better. But nowadays, that's still considered a virus because the average virus will do that. Average cold will hit a whole bunch of things. So, you know, unless you're having a fever, unless something's getting worse, you might not get an antibiotic. So you need to be really, really educated on what's going around and, you know, is there strep going around the school? If it's just a sore throat and the kids are fine and they're coming back strep negative, then, you know, then you probably have, you know, a non-strep sore throat is probably viral. But if strep is going around and these are strep swab confirmed according to the school, then, well, you need to, you know, you need to let your doctor know that. So it is going to take a lot more proactivity on your end, and it stinks that that's the way it has to be because your doctor is trained. But now that your doctor's an employee, they're limited. They're not as flexible as they used to be. 1-877-DR-TALLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.